Jerry Foley on Today FM.
Tell me I'm wrong. JP at TodayFM.com for your email address is our next email. Karen.
Here we go. Hey guys, we've a wannabe influencer in the family.
Oh, Jesus.
I will just leave it at that.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. Done.
You're in the right.
Whatever you say, pal.
Sir or madam, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah. It's a dad. It's a dad because I checked the email address.
It's a dad. All right,
okay,
sir.
Okay. This is the dad. My 22-year-old daughter is joined at the hip with her phone. We can't go anywhere without her taking videos and selfies. For example, if we go out to dinner, she'll spend most of the time noisily editing posts on her phone, getting background music and captions and graphics, instead of actually being present at dinner, enjoying time with her family. She'll consider the dinner a success if she gets lots of engagement and likes, not whether she's had fun with her brother and mom and dad. On the one hand, this is clearly her passion, but to me, it seems like a fake, meaningless thing to devote so much time and energy to. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, I've got questions. We need to get these people on. These people are sending these
into studio, yeah.
Because I've always got more questions. Like, first, how many followers does she have? Is it taking off for her? Is it working? Is she making money off it?
It says she's a wannabe influencer.
Oh, okay. So right. It could be 1,000.
And it could be just our friends hitting like on it then. You see, that's the thing. At what point do, you know, if it's actually a career and it actually is a job, but then again, you have to work at it for it to work, don't you? You need to put the work in. And maybe she's at that stage of the career, if it's going to be a career, if it's a realistic thing. Jesus, though. I mean, it was a couple of years ago now, we were in Lanzarote in a hotel, just me and Kate. And anyone under the age of like 35 were videoing everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and it's like, yeah, it's one thing to take a photograph of the dinner, which is kind of what we all do, mm-hmm, to send back home.
The drinks boomerang. Come on. All the gals are at it.
Yeah.
That's okay.
A bit of
right,
that.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, but that's the social thing for friends.
Mm-hmm.
But then, they were all at it. This, you know, just documenting everything, putting it up, editing it, checking it, filtering it. It was just constant. And it's like, you're not actually, geez, I'm on it myself. But you're at some point, you do need to go, this is personal time now with my family. This is not work time. This is not driving engagement time. This is actually just existing. And, you know, the cliche of what's really important in life.
You've got 50,000 followers, Karen.
Do I?
On Instagram. How do you?
Am I?
How do you keep people? No, obviously you're a very popular person then. Anyone in their right mind would follow you.
No.
But how do you keep the following going? You must be throwing up content all the time, are you?
Barely. Never.
Oh, so it doesn't take a whole lot of work.
I'm actively told by people in the industry, you need to post more stuff.
Has that
I'm pretty
always
lazy. I just like to lurk. I don't like to post that much.
Has that always been the case, or is that only since you've left the telly? Not left, but you know, whatever you are, semi-retired or whatever.
Yeah, because that would be mostly what I would post about is work stuff. So yeah, now that I'm not full-time, I definitely don't post much.
Were you posting a lot of your own content on it? Is that how you gained the followers?
No.
When you were doing
no,
it?
No, it's just off the back of being on the telly.
And Virgin putting up stuff that you're on and then
yeah,
tagging you on it and
exactly,
stuff.
Yeah, and putting up what you're wearing and stuff like that. But I don't put the kids up so much anymore unless it's like a special occasion because they didn't like it anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Is
like,
that,
oh, don't put this up. You know, so you're, actually, okay, fair enough.
Grand. Well, that's fair enough if they're saying they don't want to. But you see, the thing is, yeah, so you weren't necessarily caught up in the driving and getting. See, you had a job. You had a different job.
That's exactly yeah, it. And even now, like, you know, people might send you something. I'm like, actually, don't send me the free makeup because I'm not a content creator and I'm not good at doing it. I do not want to talk to my phone and say, oh, and now I've done a winged eyeliner. I'm like, no, like I loved that during the Exposer days and I would film makeup tutorials all day long with the TV show. But I'm not. So I just, right, yeah. So I would see it as a supplement to a TV presenting job, but no, I wouldn't
yeah, but
be.
That's the, you see, but this is different. See, these people that they're doing this, this is the job.
I know, and they can make a great income
yeah,
from it.
The influencing is the job, or becoming, if it shows she's a wannabe, there's an argument there she needs to put in the work. What do you think? WhatsApp voice notes 0874 100102 or text as well there. We'll put you into a couple of tickets for Basement Jacks.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
What are your thoughts? We'll pass judgment on this in a couple of minutes. 0874 100102. I'll play Lato and Mariah Carey next as
with
well.
With Care Plus, creating joyful.
0874 100102. Layla says, the emailer is dead right. It's a vacuous pursuit, faking a lifestyle that's not real and relying on popularity to earn money. What happens when your star falls and you're no longer the flavour of the month from Layla? This is the thing, though, you see. Wasn't there a whole thing about, like, kids just want to be Twitch streamers and YouTubers now, like young children. That's all they want to be. There's no concept of, I want to be an electrician or an afternoon radio DJ. You know, like important jobs.
Yeah, that's true. Huh? Contribute. Yeah.
Front line. 0874 100102. Billy's over there. Say good afternoon to Billy.
Good afternoon to you, Billy.
Hi there. I'm just listening to the radio right now. And
keep listening to it. The more you listen, the more we get.
I'm a guidance counsellor in a secondary school. And I would say, depending on the age of the child, it could be totally down to the fact that all the girls in the schools currently are believing their influencers and recording everything and putting everything up and looking for likes, and those that aren't allowed to do it by family are in different friendship groups than those that are allowed to do it by family. There's plenty.
That's an interesting
word. Family, what does that mean?
So it's like some moms and dads would be like, you're not getting a phone, or you're not allowed on the socials, not allowed to be putting stuff up.
Okay.
Which I imagine that's a rule at home. Sorry. And then the groups, or the people that are allowed or have a green light to, put up whatever you like, they would congregate together. That's an interesting... Mm. Well, that would, I suppose, it stands to reason that they would find one another and connect with one another through their socials.
Now, important point to note is this person is 22 years old, this daughter.
I was going to get to that. So, the dad who was written in, this is an adult, it's his adult daughter. Mm. Well, 22, I'm presuming she's still maybe living at home still. Mm. But she's still spending all of her time on socials trying to make this thing work. Can we guess she doesn't have a job, or she's a wannabe, or maybe she's also...
It seems to be her main focus anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, Billy, away you go. You're talking about kids or teenage girls,
who don't do it, and they sort of all hang out together, and they're different, sort of into different things. And then you've got the main crew, I would say, of girls who are allowed to do it, and they do constantly... video things and vlog things and what have you. So, it's just part of what life is like as a teenager growing up. I mean, my advice is you choose one meal a day or something where no phones are allowed at the table. That includes mum and dad's. And you sit down and you have a chat. And during that meal, even if it's only 2-3 times a week, that's when you do the whole bonding thing. But, if you want your kids to fit in, you have to let your kids fit in, really, don't you?
Wow.
Anyway, that's my advice. Bye.
Okay, so let's say 3 times a week. 3 times a week you're going to connect with your kid. This is where we're into a different conversation now. We're not talking about the 22-year-old female. We're talking about the teenage girls that are allowed to... Oh, right, okay. We'll do this another time. Because only 3 times a week. It's the entire rest of the time. You're talking about them being on their phones and creating content and taking videos in their teens. Because the rest of them are doing it to connect with other teens. Is that it? Nah, I'm shutting that down. Mm. You're connecting with us more than 3 times a week or just over dinner. But that's where the rules at home come in. 0874 100 102. Laura's over there as well. Laura, hang on, Laura. You're very low there in the mix. Sorry, I'll turn you up there. Laura, talk to me.
On the influencer topic, Simon Sinek has a great quote on how influencers are freelance employees of an algorithm. Ooh. So as a career consultant, I've worked with loads of people who want to get into that area, and it can be fantastic. You know, I'm self-employed. Being self-employed has great perks, and people can be very, very successful in that area. But you do just have to keep that in mind, that you are beholden to the algorithm when you're thinking of your future career.
What does that mean, you're beholden to the algorithm? So if the algorithm changes, or all of a sudden Meta says, and we want more of this and less of that, and all of a sudden you find yourself out of favour. We've seen this with a number of the big influencers, that all of a sudden they're not getting the clicks, so the YouTube money's not coming in because the algorithm has changed. Is that what it is? Like literally the algorithm, or how it works? Or is it just trends? Is it like all of a sudden what it is that Mr. Beast was doing for so long all of a sudden isn't cool, or it's not in, and the kids all of a sudden just aren't into it and not getting the clicks? Or just trends, fads and fashion, and all of a sudden your face is too old, we don't like your face anymore, you're not making money anymore?
Oof.
Hello,
I don't have a face for television anymore.
I suffer that one. Rubbing salt into that wound. Is that what you mean by the algorithm, Laura? I'd be interested to know. I suppose, isn't it the case though that really the reality of it is, you could be working for yourself, gaining clicks or driving engagement or trying to create a name for yourself on these platforms. But whatever the platform is, be it YouTube or X or Insta or TikTok, you're still working for them, really. Yeah, they're the ones that are the...
freelancer of the algorithm. That's really interesting way of looking at
it. It's incredible. So the 22-year-old, where are we at, JP?
Risky line of work to be in. The dad uses the word meaningless, but he also says this is our passion. you can't completely poo on her passion.
Don't poo on passion, Dad.
Please don't do that.
No passion poo.
She wants to follow her dream and do that. That's fine. I would say this needs to be a side hustle. She needs a backup job. This can't be her only plan. And also, when she's spending time with her family and the mom and dad, they get to decide what is content and what is family time. So she has to bend to their will when she's hanging out with them. She can't be posting videos from the dinner table when they're like, hey, we'd like to have a chat here.
Who was it? Billy said, yeah, there needs to be moments. Yeah, I wouldn't say just three a week, but there needs to be an understanding that dinner, we're all having our dinner and this is actually just family time. This is not
for the internet. Do it on your own time. Do all the videos on your own time.
I'm like, I don't think family meal pics are what's going to get you loads of followers.
This is my middle-aged mum and dad. And my dad giving out and rolling his eyes.
Here's the bill from our family meal. I don't think that's good content. So just enjoy your meal with your family and go back to the makeup tutorials or the dances or the TikTok, whatever it is.
In your own time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And another thing worth doing as well, I suppose, if you're thinking of it as a job, there are business hours in every job. So maybe apply a bit of that just for your own sake.
The only thing is, are you guilty sometimes seeing someone go, oh, that'd be a really good post, and you're almost not enjoying it because you're thinking how good it would look on Instagram?
That is possible, yeah. But it's...
You have to nearly train yourself not to do that.
But that's work. That's the world of work.
Ray Foley on Today FM.